dreaming about David Bowie. Met him on 6th Avenue. I was sitting out on the street at a table at a restaurant eating something. He was there too. And we agreed upon several things initially, immediately. About life being a dream. And how unbearable it is. He was young. It was post-Ziggy. So familiar, he looked so familiar. And we chatted and chatted and talked and fell in love. It was straightforward, it was pleasant. Then we were further up the street. There's lots of construction going on around us. We were sitting at another table, although we hadn't moved. We had, initially I'd been sitting opposite him, and now I was sitting in the seat. They were square tables. Both tables were square tables with four metal chairs at it. Initially I was opposite him, and then I was next to him. His position hadn't changed. Then I told him that Crystal Gandred, had a piece of art, and I was getting, it took me a long time to get around to it. A dream of the drawing for everything, and he went, ooh. I said I had a dream where I did a drawing for everything, and he looked interested. And then I told him that there was a David Bowie section. I felt weird saying the words David Bowie to David Bowie. And he was interested. There was an all-night art thing that everybody was going to, except I hadn't planned to go to it. Because it was an all-night thing, like what? 5 in the morning was when the opening was. And so he was talking as if I was going to that. Whereas I was supposed to go to something with Mum and Dad. We were going somewhere, England or somewhere. But I thought maybe I can just go along with everything and see where it takes me. Did we meet at the gym? Oh my God. We might have met at the gym initially. No, because that was another dream. I was wearing my bra and a pair of leggings and doing gym exercises, and then I joined a class, but the teacher didn't know I was going to be joining the class. But then I got paired up with this guy who had such a crush on me from when he was a kid, that he was shaking. He couldn't stop shaking when he was talking to me. And I just said, this is ridiculous. There's no need to be shaking. And I was supposed to do, that thing where you walk on your hands and you hold the person's legs. Well, he was doing that with me, and he got so turned on. He had a big boner in his gym shorts, and it could have been my arm muscles, because I was quite, I looked like I wasn't skinny. But anyway, I think I was back at this gym with David Bowie, but I wasn't quite so. I was wearing some shapeless, something odd clothing. He looked fantastic. Then did he get a phone call asking him to do something? He seemed to mind, even though it was his agent. Then we got in the van. I'd been with him all evening we'd gone, and now there was somebody else with us. It wasn't the guy from the gym, it was somebody else. And I said, do you want to lift home? And I said, you know, knowing that then I'd know where he lived. And he really didn't seem to mind that I was going to know where he lived. And I just realized that he'd sort of just accepted me as a friend. But at this point, it was pitch black and I couldn't find where the lights were. I was in the big orange van. Couldn't find where the lights were. And so then I said, I pulled around in a circle and around in a circle. I couldn't seem to stop the van. And then I pulled in and I took out the fuse box. And I said, it's probably a fuse because earlier I couldn't turn on the side lights or something. Pull out the fuse box. Start trying to figure out, take everything out of the... I'm in this small area that's away from the van. I have everything fuse-like out. And there's boxes with stuff, but things say brakes. I remember that when we were away on our big trip with this van, which happened in real life, we'd occasionally written the what fuse went with what, but these fuses didn't look like fuses, and I bit into one, and it was delicious. Really delicious. Because they weren't glass, they were kind of bulb-like, but in a sort of pottery blue, gorgeous blue, and an orange in the inside. I unwound a piece of newspaper that was round, that was around something that, you know, was twisted on both ends. And I had a memory. I was like, where? I remember the guy doing this, but what was he selling us? And when I opened it, I realized that it had been in Mexico, and he'd been selling us this sort of raisin bread. And there's very old, you know, hard raisin bread in the twists of these, you know, newspaper, and it was in the fuse box. So I twisted it back up and put it back in. This was the box that was holding the fuses. So then David Bowie comes in, but he looks more like Matt Damon at this point because he's wearing a big army special forces jumpsuit. And he has his whole kit, his whole bag with him. So he takes over and he has to take off parts of the jumpsuit, and he has trouble reading the small print of the instruction manual, and yet he seems to know exactly what to do, and he fits the fuse. You know, this is a bit of plastic, you know, with the fuses in it that has a wire attached to it that fits into the space where the fuses go. So he does half of it, not the whole thing, and then sort of sits back and waits for me to do the rest of it. Anyway, I get enough of the lights going in order to get going, and I feel quite inadequate at this point. We actually make it to my parents' house, and we're all sitting around the dining table in the sitting room, and I'm, you know, across the table from David Bowie, and he's there. Mom and Dad are there, and maybe Dave. And then, as I'm serving dessert, which is just flowers, Mom has these white and pink flowers that are slightly wilted, and that's what dessert is. Oh, and she did out a book for everyone, and she wrote David Bowie artwork on a piece of watercolour paper that's all, you know, folded up into a book. And I was like, oh my God. It's kind of like, well, she wants him to draw or paint or something, and then she wants to keep it. And I was like a bit embarrassed by that. But I'm serving him these flowers into his bowl, and he says, I'll just have one or two I'm not a big fan of. And we both sort of looked at each other and said, we both said wilted flowers. And then Sheila and Sean and Mary and Sinead and three girls, and they all show up into the living room while I'm serving. And I say, right before that, I say, I brought Alan this time around. But I didn't say Alan, I said Olive. And then I realized that I'd said that I'd brought a guy to a guy that might be jealous. So then I changed it to Olive, my cousin, and told Mom that I'd texted her recently. And there was some mention of plain yogurt or rice, but I didn't see how it was going to go with the flowers. And Mary said to me, well done, Nuala, well done, about David Bowie sitting there. Embarrassing, just embarrassing. And I was wearing some peculiar, shapeless, flowery dress that came in at the bottom.